Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
Do you think I said spoiler alert enough already to make it clear that we are about to talk about a TV show that was on TV last night?
Yes, I think you did. I think we did last week too, but apparently it wasn't. And then you know what? You people know. And Farwell, you're kind and sweet and gracious, and your patience and your temperament is wonderful. I have none of those things.
I would like to point out that I tried very hard. Well, I didn't try hard, but I did try to steer us away from that.
You did.
It is time.
I put us right back in the storm. You're right.
For one of our newest features here on the Campbell and Farwell radio program. And the simple fact about it is this. All of y'all, for whatever reason, love The Bachelor.
It's a graveyard smash.
I don't understand it. At all. Like, not even one little bit. But whatever. Millions of people can't be wrong, right?
I don't understand Predator.
Right. I got it.
So, whatevs.
I've never once in my life watched an episode of The Bachelor.
Then how do you know you hate it so much?
Well, I tried tuning in, like, you know, to see. But no, it just doesn't. I don't get it.
You're right. It's the worst.
I don't know why I watch this show and why I'm so addicted to it.
Jen stopped watching it. She kind of is coming away from it.
I wanted to watch it, but I found myself, like, all I would be doing was being on Facebook on my phone or tweeting. I just, like, it couldn't keep me. I don't know. I wish they'd bring back The Bachelor Pad. Now that was some quality debauchery.
I never watched that
one. Oh, it was filthy.
So now we have turned to producer Polly,
who loves it,
the rock, the foundation of this radio program, to give us a weekly recap that we call The Bachelor in 60 seconds. It's exactly what it sounds. He will recap last night's show in 60 seconds or less. And if this makes any sense to you, you're a better person than I am. Producer Polly, are we ready?
Yes.
All right. It's 8:41. By 8:42, thankfully, this is going to be over. Here is The Bachelor in 60 seconds.
So we're down to the final three women, Kayla, Lauren, and JoJo, which means an overnight date in the fantasy suite. Bow, bow, bow. All three women were in pretty much the same situation. They wanted to tell Ben that they were in love with him, but were worried because he's still dating three women at the same time. But all three women did say the L word. And Ben said the L word back to two of them. He's in love with two women.
They never say the L word back.
Lauren and JoJo. At one point, Kayla, who was the other woman, surprised Ben by showing up at his bachelor pad. She missed him and wanted to hang out. But Ben knew that she was the one going home this week, so he took that opportunity to send her home. They still went through with the rose ceremony, so your final two are Lauren and JoJo. The next step is meeting Ben's family.
Can you do those sound effects again?
Bow, bow, bow.
Thank you.
When you make those sound effects, does your new bride run towards you or away from you?
She thinks it's fine.
It is funny. I like it.
All right.
I can't believe you. Polly, again, you make me want to watch it. No bachelor or bachelorette ever says, I love you.
It happened twice last night.
On. So that's
he's in love
it.
With
that
two women. It's like they're playing this up as like it's a major dilemma in his
life.
Well,
that is a major dilemma. If you are in love with two people, that's a problem, isn't it? Unless they're going to do The Bachelor from like Utah next year or Vegas.
I'm still trying to figure out what the hell he just said. All I know, there's two people left and he loves them both.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Good enough.
Sister bachelorettes. It's brilliant. Oh my God. It's actually just the same thing when you think about it. The sister wives all live in the same friggin' house with each other.
Maybe they should move to a state where polygamy is legal, and then there you go. You can marry them both.
Exactly. Do you know? The only difference between The Bachelor and sister wives is they have no booze on sister wives. It's the only difference.
Do you know what's happening next Tuesday when we do this segment? I'm leaving.
Is the Women Tell All. I don't know if I'm going to watch that. Like
Yes, you should tell.
All right,
I'll
see if I can write a recap about that.
Please.
Just sitting around chatting.
Polly, stop it. Enough with the recaps.
You've made a commitment, Polly, to be in the
all right,
in charge.
I will be here for you next Tuesday.
I will not be here. Taking a minute off or more.
And if we've learned anything from The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, it's that a commitment is forever. No.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.